Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Oh, God, people exaggerate so much here.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
You dick!
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
The Omega.
I'm a little slow today. I just switched to Sanka, so... have a heart.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
I'm so wasted.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was looking for this.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
It's me. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G. Merry Christmas, Jericho.
Hey, this is the Rated R superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge. You're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
WTR Sunday Night.
Thank you. Come again and have a nice day.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hang on a second. That was a bad time for a sneeze. That just derailed everything. But don't worry, we're back. We're here. We have wrestling things to talk about. I'm pretty sure, anyway, we have actual wrestling things to talk about for once.
Yeah, we do.
Amazing.
I have a whole format and shit.
What?
In fact, Omega, I have formats all the way up to the 8th already.
Holy shit. Formats out your ass.
I do. Jeez. I've come to play.
Apparently. So, I guess we should start playing then. So, this is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network, joining me tonight. We're down one Keishi Matsunaga because, you know, the intro kept warning you he's special guest, so.
Yeah, he's gone now.
Yep.
He may be back.
Heard from again.
He may be back one day.
But for now, it is me and Sir Rockin.
Yeah, I'm here now.
Yeah. I'm here now.
I'm here now. That's why we have formats till the 8th already. I'm here now.
And, of course, the one who is almost always here, the one and only Tim Stein.
Even when I'm here, I'm almost always not here.
All of us are almost not here.
Oh, my God, that's almost amazing. Okay, enough dead air. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition Never what?
Never enough dead air.
Never enough dead air. Okay, hang on a second.
And it really wasn't dead air. There's music playing.
Yeah, and as I said, hang on a second. He cranks it.
I lowered it, and then I brought it back up.
There you go. Yeah, and of course, the generic music is brought to you by twitch.tv/WTR Live. That's where you'll find us streaming live with the chat room. If you're listening, come and join us in chat. We'll interact with you. That's twitch.tv/WTR Live. Because it's another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, Omega Rock, guess what?
What, Tim? What?
Tonight's show is brought to you by Manscaped.com.
No way. No way.
Oh, we're getting ballsy, baby. But I promise that I will not be testy.
Took him 20 seconds to go off script. Continue, Tim.
I was aiming for 15. Anyway, Listen, what's going on here? We're brought to you by Manscaped.com. You may have seen some of the commercials across various forms of media, including television. If you haven't, go to Manscaped.com, use the promo code WTRLive, save yourself 20% off any product they sell. Hey, get the lawnmower, 3.0, the ball toner, body wash, nail grooming kit, and more. And right now, you get free shipping anywhere in the U.S., Canada, U.K., and Australia.
Wow, that's everywhere.
That's right, free shipping. Just visit Manscaped.com, use the promo code WTRLive, save 20%, get free shipping, and your balls will thank you.
Yep, that's a thing now. Also, here's another thing.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel answers rapid-fire questions. Step up to the plate for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
So let's get into it. We have quick hits. It's back in a new format. Yeah. First question up for the panel. The WWE draft has come and gone. But which brand won the draft, Omega?
I feel like Raw kind of got the lion's share of things.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like SmackDown got good stuff to build off of, but Raw got things like The Fiend, which is a pretty big get when he's arguably the most popular thing you've got, especially with the Alexa Bliss storyline going on.
It's the one that people are, growing attached to in that story.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, SmackDown kept Seth Rollins and the Mysterios going.
That is really like, just kind of throws the whole thing out the window, right? Where it's like, we're breaking up. I think almost every tag team we had broke up over this draft. On that in a bit.
The Lucha Dragons, I'm going to say brothers, Lucha Dragons, or Lucha House Party. Yeah, Lucha House Party. Lucha Dragons, who was the Lucha Dragons? Oh, that was Sin Cara and Kalisto. Lucha House Party, Heavy Machinery broke up. No one has seen the Forgotten Sons, so who knows if they're still together. I don't know. And another tag team, which we'll get to in a minute.
Yeah, but when you have all these tag teams break up because that's how the draft broke up, to have go, okay, we want Rey Mysterio with Dominic Mysterio at the same time.
They're a team now. So we broke up teams, and now they're a team because they got drafted together.
Yeah. But then they also put Seth Rollins and Murphy. That's very convenient.
Yeah, it is kind of very convenient. Tim, who won the draft?
Well, when SmackDown premiered on Fox, they stacked SmackDown, obviously for ratings and viewership, and getting eyeballs on the screen and stuff. And I guess it must have worked because a lot of the talent that they used to get SmackDown over, if you will, have been moved to Raw to get Raw's ratings back up because it's been suffering.
A little, just a little bit.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with creative and the writing and the booking and shit like that. Trust me, that's got nothing to do with whether or not people like your product.
Nah.
Anyway. Here's the thing. Yeah, I would say Raw came out on top, but SmackDown's not a loser in this whole thing. So, been thinking about this since you sent it to me, Rock, and I do have to give the edge to Monday Night Raw, but there's no reason to not watch Friday Night SmackDown. At least you can continue watching all the feuds and shit that you were watching on Monday. They're just on Friday now.
Yeah, because Kevin and Alistair are still a thing because they're paired together. But the bright spot is Kevin and Sammy could find each other again. So that could be some fun comedy. Daniel Bryan's back again. But I think there's a big winner in this entire draft. It's Apollo Crews.
Because he never has to fight the Hurt business again.
Yeah, he's done fighting the Hurt business. His summer of Hurt is over.
This is literally the first thing I was thinking of.
It's over. It's done with. then they'll revisit it again in about a year when they move them back.
We'll see what happens.
All right. One moment that happened in the draft that made everyone cry. The New Day have been broken up.
Well, it made at least three people cry.
And they were crying on SmackDown this past week. Woods especially was trying to hold back them tears.
Kofi was choked up.
Like, Woods just got back. Just came back from injury and like, no. Your team's gone now.
Your team's gone, yeah. Everything you've branded as New Day is just, yeah.
Yeah, is anybody out there, like, low-key disappointed that Big E didn't attack Kofi and Xavier at the end of that segment?
It just wouldn't have fit, though. Because I don't think they want him as a bad guy.
Oh, no. It would not have fit. It would not have worked. But still.
I mean, you're a WWE fan. You've watched WWE for 77 years. You expect them to do that type of moment.
Okay, I'll smack you when I see you next.
I was just saying that WWE's been around forever. That was more the point. It was not an old joke. This time,
no, but it was an old joke.
But the question is, what is your favorite New Day moment, Tim?
I don't have any specific thing that I could point to, like, oh, you know, this happened and it was awesome and they came out of the server box.
I need exact date and time it happened so we can go back on the network and see it.
It's not going to happen, but I'll tell you, my favorite New Day moment was realizing these three fuckers has something, and the crowd realizing these three guys had something. And it took a couple of months by sheer willpower, and we found out that it was all Xavier Woods' idea because he had nothing going. And he approached the Kofi and Big E. But it was that moment. And it wasn't just one segment or one show. It was about a month long where you started looking forward to the New Day coming out. And let's face it, we all shit on the thing when it first started.
Oh,
we did.
It was New Day sucks for, and it was more than a month. It was a good few months before, it was right at, I think, WrestleMania time. Before it really,
you know what I'm saying. Off.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, they were not pop, they did not get over for, it was a minute till they got over.
Till they actually became creative and got away from the preacher stuff.
And it was just like, hey, you know what? All right. I don't want to admit it, but I'm getting entertained by these guys. And then you realize the next week comes, the music hits, Don't Be Sour. And you're like, okay, what are they going to do this time? And it just kept popping out with new things and different things. And it's like, okay, I'm looking forward to them coming out now. That's my favorite New Day moment. When by sheer force of will, creativity, and figuring out what the hell this trio was, they got themselves over. They took a shit gimmick and made it work.
They did. Oh my god, favorite New Day moment.
I've had to break down to one. It's been 6 years.
Can you give me, alright, give me your top 10. Go. Favorite moments.
I think the one that made me laugh the most was the Time Machine promo.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it gave them such, I think that was an idea fed to them, but they worked with it so well. Just to come out with, because they're making fun of the vaudevillains at the time.
Everyone, the vaudevillains. Everyone remember them.
Oh God. But yeah, like. I remember that promo, and just like, there was a lot of hilarious creativity to that, going in, changing costumes, coming back out, Kofi coming back in his old gimmick and music, going, 2009 was my best year, let me stay.
Up until that point, I mean, it kind of was.
It got better.
It's definitely got better, yeah.
He had a year that was a little bit better. And then there's this, like that's just like what made me laugh the most. And then you have things like the WrestleMania entrance with the giant booty-o box. Because I love that they are just three big dorks and geeks themselves. They come out in Dragon Ball Z costumes because that's what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. I love it because I any point where the New Day got to really flex their creativity, because it was clear that once they started selling merch, once they got their own line of cereal over, at that point you just kind of had to nod and go, do whatever you want, because everything has been gold. I love that they got away with so much creativity and their own ideas in a very stagnant and very overly scripted WWE landscape.
And they probably got away with half of it because Vince had no idea what they were doing.
Probably. I'm sure if Vince knew, or if someone in Vince's lawyer team knew what anime was, that WrestleMania entrance would have been nixed.
Probably, yeah. All right, moving away from the New Day. The 16-time world champion, John Cena, not to be confused with Ric Flair, got married. Again, not to be confused with Ric Flair, who's been married multiple times. But John Cena got married at just his attorney's office. No fanfare, no nothing. Just walked in, got married. What would you guys get them for a gift, though? Him and his new bride.
Who did he marry?
Sarah something. She works. She's not in this business at all. I forget what she does.
I remember reading the last name, and it, gave me a headache.
Right, and Thursday we just called her whatever her last name is now, just Cena, because, that's easy way to
Mrs.
put it.
Mrs. Cena.
Mrs. Cena. What would you guys get, though? Omega?
Shariatsaday.
What's that?
That is apparently her last name.
Oh, that's her last name. I thought that was an item.
I would get her a name change. That's what I would get her.
Well, John Cena beat you to that, didn't he?
Kinda.
Yeah, she's Shay Cena now.
Shay. Okay, so. Shay. Okay.
So, okay, that works. Given John's history with these kinds of things, a timer.
What, you would not get them the DVD of WrestleMania 33. So they can replay that infamous moment over and over again.
You see his most famous moment in all of WrestleMania.
I could just imagine their first argument, and she brings that up and throws it in his face. But I didn't even know you then.
I don't care.
What would you get them, Tim?
A gravy boat.
Really?
Put a lot of creative thought in that one, huh, Tim?
Well, the thinking behind that is, I think that his marriage proposal fills a lot because a certain individual didn't want to be a housewife and cook, and it's a whole Bruce Springsteen marries his backup dancer thing.
What's funny is he got married before Nikki. It's the amusing part about it. All right, another thing that's changing around the wrestling landscape. There is no more Raw Underground. For now. Will you miss it, Tim?
No.
Why not?
Hell no.
Why not?
It ruined the rest of Raw, and Raw ruined the concept of Underground.
Okay, will you miss it?
I won't miss it.
I heard you. I said,
will not miss it.
I said, Omega, will you miss it?
I refuse to even watch Raw anymore.
He's going on a protest, y'all.
Taking.
Are you going to cancel?
Canceling my network.
You're going to cancel your network subscription, too?
If you're that offended, get on the internet and complain.
What do you think I'm doing?
Typing up 280 characters at a time.
I don't give a fuck about Raw Underground. Clearly no one involved did, especially when they jobbed out the one thing that they could have built from it to Braun Strowman, because he needed to look good.
Just to make Roman look better.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to miss Raw Underground that much. I mean, it'd be cool one day you just go back to it and there's 6 months from now, just there's still people fighting in the Underground. Because, you know, it's Raw Underground. But yeah, I don't think anyone's going to miss it. But people will be missing the next season of GLOW because Netflix decided to cancel it. Shame on them. Shame.
Didn't they produce an episode? It's like they fully filmed an episode or something and then it got canceled?
They filmed an episode in February before everything got shut down. They were in the middle of production of episode 2 of the season before everything shut down, and then cost and, you know, time to be brought back and, you know, all the other things. They decide, hey, you don't get season 4, even though apparently season 3 built all the way up to season 4 and it would have been good. But hey, who are we? I think they're pushing for a movie. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But if you guys were in charge of putting together a TV series about an era in wrestling history, what era would you choose, Omega? And who would you get to star in it?
I mean, I don't want to go with the easy answer because we were all there for it. If I'm producing a movie about an era of wrestling, I'd like to see it as the transitional period from, you know, sideshow at a carnival to an actual, like, characters and stories and worked matches.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the way back to the 1930s.
Yeah. Like, the original evolution of what, you know, pro wrestling started as and how it became what it is now. You know, like, back to the Toots Mon era.
Hmm.
Okay. Tim, what about you? What era would you choose?
Probably the late 80s.
Okay, why?
That was when they were actually just starting to get rid of the cartoon era of live-action wrestling, even though they were starting to get into the family thing in the mid-80s when it started becoming mainstream. It was, if you've ever watched wrestling from the late 80s, totally different time. That's when your main show was used to promote your house shows. And that's where your main revenue came in, was to push the house shows.
Mm-hmm.
And your, WWF World Heavyweight Champion, Hulk Hogan, would be on your TV show, on your weekly TV show. But he was never wrestling, and the only thing he ever did was cut a promo, which pushed everybody to go to that house show on Saturday night, the Saturday night main event, when it was actually a live thing that wasn't on TV. There, if you go to any indie wrestling show, there are things that happened that would never happen on a television program. And the late 80s, pushing to get everybody to actually go to those live events, which were really economically affordable to get into back then, by the way. You'd get a lot of stuff that you're not getting on today's TV programs. You could build a show around stuff like that.
Okay.
Naturally, it would be a fictionalized account. But here's the thing. In that era, that time, loosely based would not be, oh, here's an idea, now take it and rewrite it 15 times. Loosely based would be pretty close to, you know, pretty close to what really went down.
Sounds good to me. All right, one final quick hit. Kevin Nash landed a new role called in the movie Chick Fights. Tim, favorite Kevin Nash movie role?
I don't have one because I don't like him as an actor. But if I have to pick, and you're going to make me pick,
yeah, then
it's
make
the
you
Punisher.
Pick one. The Punisher.
Is the Punisher, because he doesn't talk and gets his ass handed to him by a guy half his size.
Omega.
So, sitting on my desk right now, and I'm looking at it as I speak, there is a brand new action figure of the Super Shredder from the second Ninja Turtles movie.
I knew you were going to bring up Ninja Turtles during this one.
Of course. Well, duh. Because, hey, it's also a role where Kevin Nash didn't have to speak. All he had to do was smash shit. And Kevin Nash can smash shit.
Yeah.
I just remember seeing that scene as a kid. I think it was the first time my brain actually went, holy shit, even though I didn't know what profanity was at the time.
It went, holy stinkle poop.
Is that a Canadian thing with that?
No, that's a little kid thinking, holy shit, but not allowed to say shit. So they would come up with, you know, things you can get away with saying. It's good to have a young mind.
Clearly. All right, so that's Quick Hits. Now we're bringing back the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
As you can see on your screen right now, it's all-time greatest female characters. You got taking account of wrestling ability, but also character, because we got some interesting characters along the way. Our first matchup, by the way, it's 128 of them. We're going to be here for a bit.
Jesus Christ.
All right, we got Sasha Banks taking on Katie Lee Burchill. Omega?
Katie Lee Burchill.
Katie Lee Burchill.
This is the one where WWE actually like teased a run of like an incest storyline with Paul.
Yeah.
Sasha Banks.
I mean, you know, she's had good runs elsewhere. I mean,
Sasha Banks.
Okay, fine. Sasha Banks.
Don't make me scream boss time. I will Michael Cole your ass.
I think you just said boss time. It's not like she banged a corpse. True, Lindsay. True. All right, Tim. Sasha Banks.
Just wanted, now I can't sit back and in my best Michael Cole voice say, it's boss time.
No, you can't. But you're going to go Sasha
Banks. Maybe that was his best.
No.
All right, give us your best boss time, Tim. Come on, let's go.
No, it's too late. You missed it. The window's closed.
No, let's go. We got some time.
Nope.
Yeah, it's going to be easily Sasha Banks. I mean,
Without question.
All right, this is Trish Stratus taking on Hikaru Shida. Before you ask who Hikaru Shida is, she is the current reigning and defending AEW Women's World Champion, just so people are aware. I feel like I know where this is going to go, but hey, Tim, who you got?
Well, if, you know, like 10 or 15 years and she's got a whole list of accomplishments under her belt, then it might be her, but I'm picking Trish.
Omega?
Yeah, it's really hard to beat Trish's pedigree in all this. It's Trish.
Which is now interesting just for the future, which we'll get to at some point. You just set up Trish Stratus versus Sasha Banks.
Big deal.
You know how much money I would pay for that match?
A lot of people would. All right, we got Luna Vachon and Kimberly Page.
Oh, shit.
Tim, who you got?
Yeah. Luna Vachon.
What do you mean? It's Kimberly Page.
Yeah, she started out in life as a Nitro girl, and she got to wrestle because she was married to Diamond Dallas for a time.
Yeah, he was positively Page. I mean,
yeah, no, her best wrestling moves were captured in a men's magazine. Forget it.
Omega.
I mean, I wasn't gonna be so blunt about it. Yeah,
well,
it was your turn. You're talking about the most popular Nitro girl here.
Yep.
That's
not a very high acclaim. No, Whisper is. Did you know that? It's Whisper.
Who?
The one that's married to Sean.
It's Luna. Yeah. It has to be Luna.
All right, here's an interesting battle. Smiley Kylie Rae and Michelle McCool. Omega.
I have to pick Michelle McCool in anything.
You do, if you really, or you can pick Smiley Kylie. I mean, it's up to you.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with Kylie Rae, but like, if we're going by like all around character and like character, like things like Lay Cool alone just kind of give Michelle like a little bit of character edge where she's definitely doesn't have a wrestling edge on Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's hard to compete just because Kylie's not really been anywhere. She's an Impact star. She had a cup of coffee in All Elite. I'm eager to vote out Michelle McCool in the second round, but I would vote for her here.
Okay, Tim?
Yeah, Michelle McCool made a name for herself before she hooked up with Undertaker after he got divorced from Sarah.
Yeah, these are facts.
These are facts. So she doesn't get the expected free pass because she hooked up with somebody who's absolutely huge and stuff like that. We avoided that with Kimberly Page. Michelle is just, before she walked away, she just had a few more accomplishments.
All right. Tori Wilson and Woman. Oh my God.
That's a lot of character in a female wrestler named Woman, huh?
Yeah. She was really good in her role.
As Woman.
As Woman. It was Nancy Benoit, Nancy Sullivan, whatever you want to call her.
But yeah, her.
Just for people out there who don't know who we're talking about.
Are there people out there who don't know?
Probably.
What we're talking about?
Probably.
That's amazeballs.
Really?
Not going to feed into manscaped.com. Save 20% using code WTRLIFE.
He's not gonna fall for it.
I'm not gonna tell you that you get free shipping too if you go to manscaped.com and use code WTLive. I'm not gonna say it. Or use the balls command.
You're
chat.
Not gonna talk about free shipping to the US, Canada, United Kingdom, or Australia either?
Nope. You could just use the balls command chat though. Anyway.
You're not very ballsy, are you?
See, I throw the plug in, he just goes one step. Anyway, oh my God. Tori Wilson or Woman.
I'm going to go with Tori on accomplishments alone. Can we please move on?
Tim, who are you going with?
I love Tori Wilson, but I probably paid more attention to the time when Woman was a big enough deal the comparison is just not quite right. Tori's big problem was she was in WWE where right at the height of women's exploitation. And there's just something that takes away because of that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not dissing her for doing what she did, or anything like that. Because that was the era and it was acceptable then. However, Woman just a little bit more well-rounded.
Yeah, I'm going to side with him on this one. I think Woman goes over on Tori Wilson. Tori was very pigeonholed. I mean, it made her a Hall of Famer, but still, she was a little bit pigeonholed in her role.
I think I know people who had that edition of that magazine.
I bet you do, Tim. I bet you do.
Cough, cough.
All right. Jillian Hall.
Whoever is not Jillian Hall.
Yeah, whoever's not Jillian Hall.
All right. Sensational. Sherry moves right along.
That would have been easy no matter what.
But now, I just have a question. Omega, did you know she was matched up against Sherry?
I did. I didn't care.
Okay.
And go on.
She could have been up against the blow-up dolls we see in WWE from time to time. I still would.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Angelina Love, Rebel. Two TNA talents. Or is Rebels now known as Reba in AEW?
Rebel Sky?
No. Rebel. That's Rebby Sky.
I think of Velvet Sky.
Velvet Love?
Omega, who you got?
God, you forgot your medication again.
All shift. Hang on a second. I finded them.
Omega, who you have?
I would go with probably Angelina Love on this one.
Tim, what about you?
Yeah, Angelina.
And our final matchup is Allie and Io Shirai. Tim.
I'm only picking her because I got a soft spot for her. It's Io Shirai.
Oh my God.
No, it's absolutely Io Shirai.
But it's the bunny. She's the bunny.
Look, bunnies don't have much of a strong suit in pro wrestling.
It's Io Shirai. There's just nothing comparable in women's wrestling than a woman who's been trained in strong style as her first set of training.
No love for the sweet and innocent Allie. God, horrible. Horrible people. Anyway,
my sister posts a picture of a rabbit on the first of every month. That's enough bunny for me.
Let's go to break, Tim.
All right. Hey, everybody, don't go anywhere on the other side of this break. We do have our Hell in a Cell pick'em and preview. We're going to want you to play along. We'll get into details on that when we come back from this little timeout. But until then, go get yourself a nice, tasty refreshment or do whatever the hell you got to do. But we'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday night. Midnight-ish Eastern. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights. It is the experience known as the Rack.
Are we allowed to say boobs?
Let me check.
I don't know. In the truck, can we say boobs?
We need to get a check.
Hey, Sue.
We need to get a check on boobs.
We need a check on boobs. Please, can you say boobs?
We have a thumbs up on boobs or a thumb down.
Boobs are okay.
Any standard Christian practices people here, is boobs acceptable? I like boobs. You guys like boobs?
Well, boobs are okay with me.
Apparently, Hunter likes boobs, so are we good with boobs?
Yeah.
Listen to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Did you know you can use support a creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Hey, this is the world's most dangerous man, Ken Shamrock. And you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Back WTR Sunday Night Russ Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm glad that those of you who tuned in live took the moment of your Sunday to do so. It's much appreciated. Glad to have you along for the ride for the next 20 minutes or so of the webcast. Just a reminder, guys. Just a reminder. Tonight's show is sponsored by Manscaped.com. Guys, we've got one ballsy deal for you just in time for Christmas. There's a hint. Head to Manscaped.com right now. Save 20% off the latest in ball grooming products like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's a third generation trimmer featuring a cutting edge ceramic blade, which will help you avoid any nicks, cuts, or slices on some rather sensitive skin. One simply nutball feature is the LED light that illuminates grooming areas for closer and precise trim with an upgraded 7,000 RPM motor with a quiet stroke technology. Guys, make your testes their besties right now. Go to manscaped.com, save 20%, get free shipping on any Manscaped product. Just use the promo code WTRLive. Take it from me. I know a good deal when I see one. And this is a good deal. That's promo code WTRLive. Save 20%, get free shipping anywhere in the U.S., Canada, U.K., and Australia at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
Indeed they will. Now let's get into Hell in a Cell, which is live next Sunday on the WWE Network. You can go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork and give us your picks when the full card is actually announced. Cause it's 1 week beforehand. Oh my God. We got three matches. three whole entire.
Yeah. It's good to know that they plan these things, huh?
Yeah. But hey, it's the three biggest matches on the show. So that's a positive.
And we were expecting at least one match to be set up, last Friday, but, they didn't.
Well, I think they kind of did without announcing it. I think we're going to get Seth Rollins and Murphy.
Well, yeah.
That's what I kind of think we're going to get. And yes, at manscaped.com, they do make a nose hair trimmer for those who, well, don't have it down there. Anyway, we're going to go with the SmackDown Women's Championship on the line inside Hell in a Cell. Bayley and Sasha Banks, Omega, thoughts on this entire thing?
Definitely feels wrong that we're finally getting this match and the first match is in the Cell. Like, for as long as the build-up has been, for as good as these two are, like, the Cell is absolutely one of the places where it should end up. It just feels weird that it's, like, their first real match here. At least first real match of this particular feud. That said, it's Bayley and Sasha Banks in the Cell. I am, like, really looking forward to it.
I don't like that we're doing it this early, but goddamn, it's Hell in a Cell. These two women, put them on at the end.
Yeah, like absolutely main event this.
Like this is 100% the main event of the show, even though it probably won't be.
No, because we want to see Drew and Randy at the end again, right?
No.
No, it's going to be Roman and the Uso.
To be fair, Jay is busting his ass on this feud.
They are trying. He's doing his best. But we're not talking about that one yet. We're going to get to there.
Right.
So who's winning, Bayley or Sasha Omega?
I want this to keep going. I want this to be like the one big the one big threat to Bayley, but it's still not quite enough, and we take this further down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So I want Bayley to win this.
I mean, she's been champion for how long now?
Just over a year.
Yeah, just over a year. And I mean, technically, I think it's not technically, but she's been the champion a lot longer than that, because I think she lost it and then got it right back.
Yeah, she lost it to Charlotte and then won it the next week when she went full heel.
Mm-hmm. Tim, thoughts and opinions on this one?
I am desperately hoping that this match is at least half of what we got when they were in NXT. I don't think this is the payoff. I think that, I'm giving my prediction right now, I think Bayley retains because it's a storyline too soon from Sasha's neck injury for Sasha to be at 100%. And things will happen that gives Sasha, you know, that disadvantage, as it were, that Bayley is able to exploit as the heel, in this particular matchup. I don't see the final matchup between these two coming before Survivor Series. And that one will be the one that's absolutely off the chain. This one, I think this one is the teaser.
It's weird saying the Hell in a Cell's a teaser match, though.
It is weird saying that, but this is the feeling I'm getting, that this is going to be the teaser. And yeah, sure, it's a Hell in a Cell match. Great. It's two women in there. Great. It's not going to be the main event. It should be. I'm in full agreement with you on this one, Omega, but it won't be the main event. However, their final matchup, like I said, no earlier than Survivor Series, that will be the main event. And that one, I can see them trying to top their match in NXT. This one here, I can see them trying to whet your appetites and make you want that match.
I like how he's saying no earlier than Survivor Series when that's the next pay-per-view.
Don't blow what I'm saying.
I mean, you know, no earlier than Survivor Series. I mean, this is earlier than Survivor Series. This is the first match.
God damn you, Rock. Shut up.
Your logic is not totally there, Tim. I mean,
it's WWE logic, silly head. Come on.
In the real world, unless you'd be a WrestleMania main event. That's,
well, yeah.
But I've been saying that for
it
months
It should
now.
Be, but no.
No, it probably won't be. All right. So that's who they got in that one. We go back in the cell. It's Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, WWE title. Oh my God.
I mean, Randy's already lost twice. I don't think you can stretch this out any further. It's already getting stale and boring. And Randy's night vision bullshit jumped the shark. I think at this point, you're just out of things to do. You need to let Drew retain and move on to someone else.
What would have pushed the story along more if Randy won the championship at some point and then you switched it back and, you know, flip-flopping in instead of trying to stretch one story out? That's just me, though. It's one man's opinion, Tim.
Well, you know, at this point, a lot of people have been saying all summer long is they're going to have Drew lose the title but then get it back at WrestleMania so he can have that great big huge pop. And I'm saying, you know, it's been too long. Forget it. Just forget that happening. It's just move on. Get on with shit. This last time these two got together, people were complaining that all of the cameos from all of the guys that got kicked in the head from Randy leading up to the pay-per-view made Drew look weak. If that's the case, they're going to make this one. Use this one to make Drew look absolutely, bullish, if you will. And, my prediction is Drew retains dominatingly.
You know, people have been saying that Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre is like a dream matchup that's coming up. Does everyone not remember their boring WrestleMania match they had and then the series of matches that followed?
That wasn't a dream.
Am I the only one who,
that was like reverse insomnia.
I'm supposed to forget about those crappy matches they had. Okay. Anyway, speaking of Roman.
But Drew's the best now.
He's a babyface now. Roman's the heel, so it's going to be completely different. Universal Championship's online inside Hell in a Cell. But this time, it's an I Quit match. Roman Reigns and Jey Uso Omega.
See, I'm not normally a fan of stacking gimmicks, but the idea of a Hell in the Cell match that can only quit when, that can only end when someone quits is actually intriguing.
It's different.
It's different. I actually kind of like this.
It fits the brutality of the Hell in a Cell.
Okay, before you go any further, Omega, we have seen lots of I Quit matches in the history of WWE. What's the worst one you've seen?
I can't necessarily think of a worse one.
I can help. Whenever they say, 2 seconds in, do you quit? I would think Cena and Randy had those.
Do you quit? I stubbed my toe. Yes, do you quit?
Those are terrible I Quit matches. Asking 3 minutes into the match, do you quit? Those are terrible. Anyway, continue.
No, but I'm actually really intrigued by this one. Because yes, it is an interesting stipulation. As noted before, Jay is trying to go really hard on what is likely his only attempt at single stardom, because they do want the Usos back as a unit as soon as Jimmy's recovered.
Which will probably be in January, maybe?
Somewhere around there. Yeah, like, it's an easy call for Roman to retain.
Mm-hmm.
Just cause why the fuck would you ruin what you've created now? Man. But like, credit to Jay, he's thrust in a really weird situation.
He's trying to make it work.
He's making the most of it.
He's making the most of it, and it's like, alright, is the Malcolm really that? Yeah, we already kinda know what's gonna go down. Yeah, Tim, give us the answers. You gonna go pick Jey Uso, right?
The absolute worst I Quit match ever I have witnessed involved Sid Vicious.
Well, you know, it's Sid.
Because it was Sid. Yeah. But this match, yeah.
Someone on my Twitter feed recently posted a clip of the Halloween Havoc promo they did for where Elvira apparently created Sid like a Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
It would explain a lot.
What, because it's Elvira's fault or?
No, just cause he was built from shambling corpses with an abnormal brain.
Yeah, that works too. But one thing I found out, a few years ago is don't ever book Sid to show up at an indie event.
How about just don't book Sid?
Period. There you go. But for this one, yeah, you talk about they're doing their damage, make Jay look good, and Jay's been looking good. Here's my question for the two of you. What if they pull a Austin Bret Hart scenario where somehow one way or the other Jay gets knocked out without saying I quit?
No, you're building up Roman's dominance right now. You don't end this any other way than other than Jay saying I quit.
No.
Yeah, that's how it has to be. Last month was, you have to say it. Now he's going to actually make him say it.
Yeah, because you got it. That's not only, brother, yeah, because it's not only this, but you have to get Roman over as the big heel, and to torture a member of his family into submission, that's going to be pretty evil.
By the way, submissions? Roman? What? One
oh yeah, he threw one of those out.
Yeah, submission victory on SmackDown, retain the title. I mean, you know, big props to the big dog.
Yeah, there's no way Jay's beating his cuz.
So that's your extensive Hell in a Cell preview here on WTR Sunday Night, all three matches.
Yeah, we're sorry that we took so long getting through the entire thing, but it's a hell of a card.
We're done.
That being said, that's another edition of WTR Sunday Night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to listen to Wrestle Talk Radio. Next week, programming note, it's a pay-per-view. So we'll be on afterwards, which means we could be actually on earlier than normal. Which I'm still trying to wrap my brain around. Anyway, that being said...
I mean, it's three matches. The show could be 2 hours and we're on at 9. Who knows?
Well, all three of them are Hell in a Cell matches, so you never know, right? Could be a long one. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, the sponsorships that we've been reading out tonight, it's legit. We're not goofing around. Definitely, for sure, go to manscaped.com. Check out the products they have. You can get, like, anything that they sell, and that includes nose hair trimmers. It's not just, that area down there. if you don't want to trim that, but I hear some girls like it when you do. It's up to you guys. However, you got a whole bunch of different things that you can grab. Get 20% off. Just use the promo code WTRLive. It'll make us look good for reasons that we might divulge later. Just do it, damn it. Anyway, don't forget tomorrow night immediately following Raw, it's the post show.
It's Raw post show. We'll talk to the season premiere of Monday Night Raw.
Season premiere. It's just really weird to talk about wrestling having a season premiere.
Yeah, we say that every year when there's a season premiere.
There you go. Well, she was in the chat earlier. I'm assuming she might still be there. I don't know, but we're talking about the lovely Lindsay Ward hosting the multi-time, multi-award winning The Rack Radio Show. This coming up Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, we'll be previewing Hell in a Cell with hopefully more than 3 matches. It's Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social media platforms.
You'll have 2 more matches to talk about by Thursday.
Hopefully.
There you go. So if you're a gamer or if you're one of those people that are weird enough to watch other people play video games on the computer machine, you can check out Fortnite with friends. Use the creator code ROCKANDSOCK.
Hashtag ad, hashtag epic partner.
Hashtag mumble mumble.
Keep going, Tim.
I was just, you know, mumbling. Anyway, yeah, Sunday night, midnight-ish, or as close as it gets to it. Another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, and the Unusual. Oh, my God, they let him be a father? CB Radio.
Yes, Rob's a father. It's a thing.
That's right.
It is indeed a thing. Anyway, CB Radio, Saturday nights, midnight, CBRadioLive.com, GrowthAndGreatDebate.com. We have an interesting debate for you this week, so tune in. Find out. It's not going
to
be...
find out, so I better tune in.
Better tune in. It's not pumpkin spice like we did last night. Yes, we did.
What did you do last night?
Pumpkin spice items.
Oh, my God. No, I hate pumpkin spice.
And that was the point behind it. It's terrible.
It's disgusting shit. Anyway, yeah, there it is. Yeah, and once again, we'll be on after Hell in a Cell next Sunday night. So make sure you join us. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Come and join us in the chat room, twitch.tv/WTRLive. Speaking about website URLs and all that other shit, you can follow me on the Twitter machine 3 times because it's nice. At Flames Forums, you get me talking sports, you get me talking in wrestling, and you get me talking most other goofy stuff. Plus, you'll see me post my Reface app creations. Mm. That Rock absolutely abhors, but the best one was definitely me as Vin Diesel. Mm. That was good. It was. Mm. Me as Vin Diesel. Mm. Quit puking in your mouth. Mm. Stop it. Mm. No, seriously. Cut it out.
Mm.
Or I will make you watch all the rest of the ones I did.
Mm-mm.
Well, there you go. Okay. So if you want to get politically incorrect, if you want to get uncensored, if you want to get dangerously close to being banned, then follow me at Voice Insanity. If you want to see what I cook when I get hungry and decide I want to cook stuff, follow me at Man Kitchen TV. And I'm trying to grow my footprint, but Omega, I got a long way to go.
Heathens, I like pumpkin spice.
Ew.
Disgusted Rock. Yeah, I am all over the internet. If you want to follow me over on Facebook, go over to TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, however, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel. That is the website, tjomega.net. And it is also the Twitch stream at twitch.tv/TJOmega, where I've been doing a lot more streaming lately. If you want to come hang out and watch someone else play the video games you don't have time for.
Okay, Omega, you like pumpkin spice, right? This is a thing?
Yes.
One of the items on our list, would you try pumpkin spice spam?
No, but it's not the pumpkin spice. It's the problem there.
I mean, it was on our list. How about pumpkin spice kale chips?
Again, that's not the pumpkin spice's fault.
can't disagree.
It's just an associate to a crime at that point.
Are you using your pumpkin spice hand sanitizer?
No, because we've got plenty of hand sanitizer that just smells like alcohol.
Make sure you get your pumpkin spice hand sanitizer.
Oh my god. Your hand sanitizer smells like alcohol? I hope that you keep the booze in a separate place just so you don't make the mix-up.
Anyway, it's at Wild Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night. On the Twitter, it's facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And remember, go to facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, post your picks after SmackDown. Because hopefully by then we have a full card.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And don't forget to play pick 'em, please.
Yeah.
Just because.
Say goodnight, Tim.
Have yourselves a great week, everybody. Catch you next Sunday night for the review of Hell in a Cell.